looking at social recovery environment, social media, there has been a conversation happening outside of this room about stuff that we're talking about inside this room. We can slightly different, and in some ways a little bit more edgy in some respects. One of the things that's come through very, very strongly is people thinking about and hoping that there's a way, in all this discussion about rights, and all this discussion about obligations, what we can do about policy, that people's individual voices should come through more strongly. So Fiona Art on Twitter took one of our photographs of the board with all the strengths on there, and she helpfully just highlighted stuff that she thought was really important on this board. So the stuff she highlighted in blue is value and listen to people who are the experts, challenge stigma and promote inclusiveness, and peer support has power to the people. There's kind of subtext there of sort of saying that actually we really need to be looking at how we capture what people feel and what people experience. And other people have echoed that. We've had some stuff about sort of people's rights to speak out in different situations. So we've got a tweet from Make Illegal Work Bullying UK talking about sort of mental health in the workplace. Regarding the workplace, if you're allowed to speak directly in the workplace, managers want rights so they can sack you, is a fairly good point. Talking about how people feed in. PT Update said, key strength, vital part played by people with first-hand experience of using services, strong voices shaping how we do things. We have Felicity McKee, who's Flick Nightshade, was saying one of the most important things is to be listened to. While I'm not a doctor, I am an expert in how I feel and what's going on for me personally. Talking about how we need to get better at seeing people as people, not just people who have conditions, or not just focusing on the individual bit of someone's life that our service touches. So Girl Interrupted said, there's a culture within services that desperately needs to change. People are far more than their diagnoses. This is sort of echoed by someone who I think was called Lana Nana 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 Batman. That's probably the Twitter name. People don't always think about them being read out to a room full of people. Doctors have to stop being about diagnoses and more about the people. And the stigma can only end when we educate, educate, and educate young. And so it's a really big theme running through that people are looking to kind of have their lives looked at as lives and experiences, not just bits that you can do services to. And Anarcho Ted Ludd says, the answer to what would be a good idea, deprofessionalization is the way to go in all of this. Psy Commons is a phrase some use to undo the enclosure of knowledge. It's kind of what's being taught there is actually maybe we don't need more professionals. What we need is more people doing things. So it's a bit like what Hope Kath had been up to. CIS Support said that they very much like the idea of deprofessionalisation. So much peer-stroke grassroots knowledge out there that's seen as less than professional knowledge when it's actually not. One of the other things to kind of thinking about and talking about values. Loads of stuff, just give me 1 minute. Loads and loads of stuff. Thinking about values, and this is something that I was thinking about. We actually haven't. When we talked about our strengths, we didn't really talk about what our values were, like what the point of what we're doing is. So NH Scott Consult said, by being selfless and putting themselves in other shoes and not seeing it as just a job, in response to the idea of what could people do to make these things better. And it was something that, I'll sort of scroll through my notes here, it's got loads. Someone said that that continuity in care provision is really important. Overdue appointments in 4 different consultants in 10 months. is disrespectful, careful, and dangerous. And it kind of struck me that sometimes in all of our discussions, and it's what's coming through from online, is that people feel that their emotions and their experience is left out. So actually, the idea of a service doing something that is disrespectful to you, we haven't actually really talked about that in the room at all. So people are actually looking to be validated, to have their experiences heard, and also to be valued as people, not just problems. There's loads more stuff up, but I'll get a chance to sum that up a bit later. Cheers.
Thanks very much, Michael. That was really helpful.